Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, September 29th, 2014, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I hope that everyone listening had a wonderful, productive weekend and that you're ready to make things happen in your business to generate revenue, income, and I'm meaning cash dollars. We'll be wrapping up our show theme for this month, Getting More Clients. Of course, I'll be discussing and sharing tips today on getting more clients online as well as offline. So get your pen and notepad ready to jot down information you'll be able to put to use today. Not tomorrow, not next week, but you'll be able to use it today. Also on the show today, and I'm very, very excited, I'm going to be making sure that I read to you the excerpt from The Science of Getting Rich. Of course, last broadcast, we had such wonderful information and so much of it, we weren't able to get to the excerpt. So I'll be reading to you the excerpt again from The Science of Getting Rich, The Impression of Increase. So that will be coming up shortly. And then, of course, we've got upcoming events at Women About Biz I want to share with you. And I'm so excited to talk about you. And this really ties in with today's theme about getting more clients on and offline. But I'm going to talk to you about creating a compelling offer on your site and exactly what does that mean, compelling offers. We may have heard that word time and time again, but again, if you are not attracting people to you through your website, then you have to ask yourself, well, what's the purpose of the website? Why do I even have one if I'm not going to pay attention to how I'm attracting clients? So we're going to talk about all of that today. So excited to share that with you. And, of course, I want to delve right into the four questions to help give you clarity. Of course, these are four questions that, you know, I think every businesswoman should be asking herself. Why? Well, questioning is a powerful, powerful process. Many of you who are listening may not be aware of this, but did you know that a lot of people do not ask themselves questions? They don't question a lot of things about life in and of itself. And I found that a lot of women don't ask themselves enough questions about what's going on with their business. So these are four questions to help give you some clarity. And again, I think it's so important that on every Sunday evening, you really take a look at the goals that you want to accomplish for the week, and you ask these four questions of yourself. Here's number one. Are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Again, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Now, for those of you who've been listening to the show for quite a long time, you know that these questions are nothing new, right? I've been saying them all this year. However, repetitiveness gives you the opportunity to build a habit. If you listen to these questions long enough, you're going to eventually start saying, now Trina's been talking about these questions every Monday that I listen to the show. Maybe I need to start taking her advice and asking myself these questions and really trying to answer them so that I can improve my workflow process, improve my productivity, and start getting something down, right? Absolutely. So, again, that's that first question. Are the activities on your calendar, are they truly supporting what you want to accomplish for the week? Here's number two. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? Now, if you are having problems with answering this question in any manner, it simply means that you really need to go back to the drawing board on your marketing. It means that you need to get more in touch with your target market, know who your target market is, and know what you need to do to attract that target market to you. Here's number three. What are my sales goals for this week? Again, what are my sales goals for this week? I think that setting sales goals is so very important, but it's not going to do you any good if you set sales goals and then you don't do anything to try to implement activities that will lead to those sales goals. So this is not just a matter of saying, I declare that I'll make, you know, $1,500 this week or $3,000 this week or $10,000 this week. It's really about setting the sales goals so that you can back up to where you are now, and then you can make sure that you have established goals and activities that are going to help you to accomplish those sales goals. And this is all very, very important. Number four, how much is in my business checking account? Oh, every time I read this question, I get excited because knowing how much is in your account, whether it is positive or negative amount, is going to help you catapult forward. If it's not enough money in your checking account, then, hey, this is one of the best ways to keep it real with yourself. Because if you don't like what you see in that checking account, then you need to do something about it, right? And that means that you need to reach out to others for help. Reach out to me and say, hey, Trina, I don't have enough money in my checking account. I've got to figure this thing out. I am not getting clients. And so, again, this question is very important, and I've shared before that a lot of women really like to ignore this question. They run away from this question. They don't want to answer this question. But, again, I want you to understand that you really do need to be paying attention to what's in your checking. Hey, if you're not happy with that figure, that number that's in there, you know what you need to be doing, right? I think as women, we need to start focusing on more of the things that are going to get us what it is that we want. I think what happens is that we focus a lot of the time on what we want, and we keep focusing on what we want without really doing anything, creating any activities that's going to stir up manifestation for what it is that we want. So let me just break this down right quick for you, ladies. In order for you to accomplish any dream and goal, you have to have goals, right? And that your goals are going to help support the vision of whatever it is you see for yourself. That's first and foremost very, very important. And I don't want you guys to continually, you know, dial into the show and listen to it without implementing some of these things that I'm sharing with you, because trust me, ladies, these things are coming from the heart. These things have been tried and tested, and I have been able to give you living testimony that it works a lot. So if you try these things, if you go ahead and establish your vision, set your goals, and then create tasks or to-do items to support those goals, then from that point, you will be able to start seeing things come to pass for yourself. And you'll say, oh, my gosh, Trina's absolutely right. Goal setting is the foundation of all manifestation. In order for me to make something happen, I have the power to bring it from a thought into action and for me to be able to experience it, touch it, feel it, see it. So that is why it's so important, stemming from these four questions, that you really need to get serious about where you're headed. Very, very important. So keeping focus, ladies, on your goals and knowing the results you want to see is what it's all about on the journey of business. Stop focusing so much about what you want and focus on the activities that are going to get there, that are going to get you what you want, okay? So make sure you have your thought path directed in the right way and on the right things. That's so very, very important. It's 12:09 after the hour, and for those of you that are listening to the show, this is Successful Woman Radio, and I am your host and business success coach, Trina Newby. This is a great time, by the way, for you to go ahead and share the show with someone that you know needs a blessing. They need to get motivated. They need a pick-me-up. They need a breakthrough. They need information that's going to help them to create a successful business. you need to go ahead and bless that other person. Share the show right now with one person, just one. All you need to do is have them to dial in to 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you that are listening online from your smart devices, all you need to do is just go to your favorite social media outlet, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, what have you, and just say, listen to Successful Woman Radio online now. And then put the link, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, the link to listen to the show live online is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, I hope that you all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and that you were able to do some things that brought some joy, some happiness, some peace into your life. I just want to say this. I think a lot of times women, we help so many other people. We do so many other things for our kids, for our husbands, for our loved ones. And we forget sometimes to take a deep breath and set aside some of that time for ourselves. So I've got a challenge for you this week. And my challenge to you is, do you think you can find just 1 hour for yourself this week? 1 hour. 1 hour where you cut off your cell phone or put it on vibrate, let it go to the voicemail, where you're not in front of the computer, okay? But 1 hour just to do something for you. I call it joy pampering. And joy pampering is where you do something to bring joy into your life. Joy is something that gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's something that makes you appreciate that you are here. And so joy pampering can be something simple like, you know, reading. It could be something simple like taking a bubble bath. You know, we're in such a fast-paced society, many of us take a quick shower in the morning. But just actually, you know, putting candles on the bathtub, playing some really nice jazz or your favorite music and soaking in the tub for a little bit and just relaxing. You know, that's very important. Go get your nails done or, you know, go to the park and go walking. Take advantage of the beautiful gifts that you can walk, okay? Do something that brings joy into your life. Now, you know, some people love giving to other people and that brings joy to them, but right now, I want you to do something for you, okay? This 1 hour should be specifically for you, and it can't be for anybody else. You need to figure out 1 hour, just 1 hour this week, what will you do with it? Joy pamper yourself, ladies. So very, very important. Again, for those that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and this is Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. I want to go ahead and share with you some happenings that are going on at womenaboutbiz.com. And for those of you that have not visited the website before, it's womenabout, A-B-O-U-T, biz, B-I-Z, as in zebra, .com, womenaboutbiz.com. Well, on tomorrow, Tuesday, September 30th, for those of you who are in and around the Metro Atlanta area, we have our Women's Success Roundtable. Now, our online version of this coming up in October, but for those of you that are here in the local area or in or around the local area, please make sure that you go online and register for this, okay? Here's what we're going to be discussing at the Women's Success Roundtable. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about success in 2015. That's right, ladies, it's that time of year where it's important to start strategizing how you'll enhance your business and take it to the next level for profit and the lifestyle that you want. So we're going to talk about how to evaluate your business workflow, how to develop your strategy outline, setting your sales goals, closing the sale, and so much more. And again, for those of you that are outside of the Georgia area in other states, don't worry. We've got a great online Women's Success Roundtable that is coming up for you in October. Now, these are complimentary events. This is going to be free at no cost to you. And so, again, if you're on the budget, and you need that motivation. You want to be amongst successful women and women who are all pursuing similar to the same goals of wanting to be successful in their business, then you need to go ahead, clear your schedule. Come on out tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott, 4083 La Vista Road. You can learn more about this event online at Women About Biz. Next coming up for everybody nationwide, we have the Power of Follow-Up coming up on Wednesday, October 8th at 12 noon Eastern Time. Again, the Power of Follow-Up. So, you know, owning a business can be a challenge. And, of course, at times, especially when you have to play multiple roles, as many of us as businesswomen do, from the bookkeeper to the secretary, somebody has to get the work done, right? So there's one role, though, I want you all to really take a look at, and it's a role that many businesswomen allow to fall by the wayside very often, and that role is the role of following up on prospects, tasks, and other important matters that can help you to generate more revenue in your business. So what's the solution? Well, first, you have to have clarity on how an efficient follow-up system can help your business to grow. And then you have to design a system that you can commit to and hold yourself accountable to. So in this teleclass, you're going to learn how to develop a follow-up system based on your business industry, right? How to automate your follow-up using online tools, how to implement your follow-up system, how to hold yourself accountable, and how to measure your follow-up results. And, you know, this is the biggest thing, is how to persistently follow up with individuals without being so pushy. I have some great new updated information that I want to share with you. So even if you've taken the Power Follow-Up teleclass before, I've got some great new information that will update you. And again, perhaps you didn't even implement a follow-up system. I want you to take this teleclass over again. And last but not least, I want you to remember that our Her Dream Startup Scholarship Program is ongoing. And if you or someone wants to sign up for that program, please make sure that you do so. Now, this is a four-week, eight-session training program that's designed just for women. So each week, 2 days via phone conference, the program will focus on one of four core areas to help women launch or begin to grow their business. And that is week number one. You'll receive mind prepping, understanding how to really tap into the power of your own mindset and the type of mindset you need. The seven phases of business startup will be week number two. Number three is creating your working business plan in that week. And then number four is pulling it all together for implementation. So, again, I want to encourage all of you that if you have not signed up or if you know someone that needs to sign up, please make sure you share the information. Now, you can learn about the events that we've got going on at Women About Biz by simply visiting womenaboutbiz.com and holding your mouse over events and then clicking on teleclasses and programs or chapter networking events, whichever you are interested in. And then, of course, for Her Dream Startup, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com and hold your mouse over programs and then click on Her Dream Startup. Again, click on Her Dream Startup. So I'm so excited about that. We've got some other wonderful new things coming up at Women About Biz, and we are in the process of creating a self-publishing channel. And so, again, if you are interested in self-publishing your own book, you want to know what it takes, you want to start learning about publishing and how it can really add to credibility as an expert in whatever it is that you do, then you're going to be excited to learn that. Our self-publishing channel should be up by the beginning of next week, Monday, so we're very, very excited about that. And you'll begin, if you go to programs on the website in the top right menu bar and click on self-publish your book under programs, you'll begin to see how we're building out that particular channel. Also, I want to let you know that we've got a very special event coming up here in Atlanta. And even if you are in, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, D.C., New York, and other areas, this is very much worth coming to. It's very, very exciting. It is our sixth annual holiday extravaganza. Again, our sixth annual holiday extravaganza. And more information is going to be released about this. We're gathering and updating the holiday extravaganza portion of the site already. But it is going to be this year on the 6th of December. That's a Saturday, the first Saturday in December. It's going to be on the 6th of December at the Doubletree Hotel at La Vista Road. And you don't want to miss this. And I'm very, very excited. Our theme that has been chosen for this year is I Believe. Again, the theme for this year's holiday extravaganza is I Believe. So we're pulling it all together, and we will have information for those of you who are very interested in vendoring. If you basically have a wonderful jewelry business and you are able to share some show pieces during the event, bath, beauty and bath, cosmetics, things that women love, great gift ideas, then this is a great event to have a vendor table for. If you are interested in vendoring, go ahead and just give me a call at 678-457-0626. Again, 678-457-0626. I've already started a waiting list of individuals that are interested in vendoring for this event, and I'm very excited that we have so many people that have been calling way ahead of time asking about vendors' information. So we're getting it up for you as soon as we can. It should be up no later than Wednesday of this week on the website. And again, you'll be able to go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouth over events, and learn more about the holiday extravaganza for 2014. So that's all we have going on right now, but we've got a lot, right? And I want you to go ahead and make sure that if you have not joined Women About Biz, make sure you go to our website, check us out, look at all that we have to offer, and become a part of our family of businesswomen who are making it happen for themselves and their business. 12:22 after the hour, and you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to go right ahead into our excerpt reading from The Science of Getting Rich. Again, this is one of those books that I totally recommend that you put in your business library. The book is less than 100 pages. It's a quick read, but I can guarantee you this. This is one of those quick reads that's so chock full of wisdom and nuggets that you really have to slow it down and go back, get your highlighter, and you have to really start highlighting information and really connecting the dots. So I have read this book probably about 10 times. The eighth time that I read this book, I actually created my own book notes from it, and then I began to go back through it and really look at some of the terms and expressions that were being used. Again, the book was written in the very early 1900s. I believe it was written in the late 1800s, but published in the early 1900s. And so some of the language is a little bit outdated, but it's still for today. The wisdom and the nuggets shared still are the same. This book definitely passes the test of time. So today what I'll be doing is reading from chapter 14, The Impression of Increase. Again, The Impression of Increase. And the author goes on to say, whether you change your vocation or not, you must direct your present actions to the business in which you are presently engaged. You can get into the business you want by making constructive use of the business you are already establishing, by doing daily work in the certain way. And insofar as your business consists in dealing with other people, whether directly, by telephone, or by letter, the key thought of all your efforts must be to convey to their minds the impression of increase. Increase is what all men and all women are seeking. It is the urge of the formless intelligence within them to find fuller expression. In other words, the fuller intelligence he's talking about is God. It is God within you. It is your mere ability to, as a creative person, as a creation, to want to create more and to have more. The author goes on to say the desire for increase is inherent in all nature. It is the fundamental impulse of the universe. All human activities are based on the desire for increase. People are seeking more food, more clothes, better shelter, more luxury, more beauty, more knowledge, more pleasure, more life. Every living thing is under that necessity for continuous advancement, where increase of life ceases, dissolution and death set in at once. People instinctively know this, and hence they are forever seeking more. This law of perpetual increase is set forth by Jesus in the parable of the talents. Only those who gain more retain any. From him who hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. The normal desire for increased wealth is not an evil or a reprehensible thing. It is simply the desire for more abundant life. And because it is the deepest instinct of their natures, all men and women are attracted to an individual who can give them more of the means of life. In following the certain way, as described in the foregoing pages, you are getting continuous increase for yourself, and you are giving it all with whom you deal. You are a creative center from which increase is given off to all. In other words, you're not scared to share with others. You're not scared to share your abundance. And you give of your knowledge, you give of your talent, you give of your money. You shouldn't be scared to share it with everyone and anyone. He says, be sure of this and convey assurance of this fact to every man, woman, and child with whom you come in contact. No matter how small the transaction, even if it is only selling a stick of candy to a little child, put into this action the thought of increase and make sure that the customer is impressed with the thought. Convey the impression of advancement with everything you do so that all people shall receive the impression that you are an advancing, and I like to say woman, and that you advance all who deal with you. Also give people who you meet socially the thought of increase. You can convey this impression by holding the unshakable faith, there's my favorite word, that you are in the way of increase, and by letting this faith inspire, feel, and permeate every action. Do everything that you do in the firm conviction that you are an advancing personality and that you are giving advancement to everybody. Feel that you are getting rich and that in doing so, you are making others rich, that you are conferring benefits on all. Do not boast or brag of your success or talk about it unnecessarily. True faith is never boastful. Wherever you find a boastful person, he says, you find one who is secretly doubtful and afraid. Simply feel the faith and let it work out in every transaction. Let every act and tone and look express the quiet assurance that you are getting rich, that you are already rich. Words will not be necessary to communicate this feeling to others. They will feel the sense of increase when they are in your presence and will be attracted to you. You must so impress others that they will feel that in associating with you that they will get increase for themselves. See that you give them a use value greater than the cash value you are taking from them. If you always take an earnest pride in doing this and let everybody know it, you will always have customers. People will go where they are given increase, and the supreme power which desires increase in everything and which knows everything will move toward you, men and women who have never heard of you. Your business will increase rapidly and you will prize at the unexpected benefits which will come to you. You will be able to make larger combinations to secure greater advantages and to go on into a more congenial vocation if you desire to do so. He says, let me here give you another word of caution in regards to motive. Be aware of the insidious temptation to seek power over other people. And he mentions this, ladies, throughout the book. He talks about being careful of displacing your power and putting it on the wrong thing. He goes on to say, nothing is so pleasant to the uninformed or partially developed mind as the exercise of power or domination over others. The desire to rule for selfish gratification has been the curse of the world, he says. For countless ages, kings and lords have drenched the earth with blood in their battles to extend their domination. They have not been engaged in an effort to seek more life for all, but to get more power for themselves. Today, the main motive in the business and industrial world is the same. People marshal their armies of dollars and lay waste the lives and hearts of millions in the same mad scramble for power over others. Jesus saw in this desire for mastery moving impulse of that evil world he sought to overthrow. Read Matthew 23, the author says, and see how he pictures the lust of the Pharisees to be called master, to sit in the high places, to domineer over others, and to lay burdens on the backs of the less fortunate. Note how he compares this lust for domination to the brotherly seeking for the common good to which he calls his disciples. Look out for the temptations to seek authority, to become a master, to be considered as one who is above the common herd and by lavish display. The mind that seeks for mastery over others is the competitive mind, and the competitive mind is not the creative one. In order to master your environment and your destiny, it is not at all necessary that you should rule over other people. And indeed, when you fall into the world's struggle for high places, you'll begin to be conquered by fate and environment, and getting rich becomes just a matter of chance and speculation. He says, be aware of the competitive mind. No better statement of the principle of creative action can be formulated than the favorite declaration of the late Golden Rule Jones: what I want for myself, I want for everybody. And that concludes chapter number 14, The Impression of Increase. And stay tuned on next Monday where I will be reading chapter number 15, The Advancing Man. And again, I just read an excerpt from the book, The Science of Getting Rich. Such an awesome book. And I just want to point out just a couple of things that in particular stuck out for me with that particular chapter, The Impression of Increase. Number one, he talks about the fact that you have to be very, very careful about misusing the power that you have. And for those of you ladies that don't understand that you have a power, oh, yeah, you truly have a power. He talks about the fact that you have to be careful of wanting to have what he calls a competitive mind, meaning you want to control over others. You should really just be focused on what it is that you want out of life. And whatever it is that you want in life, if it involves customers, if it involves other people, then you have to remember to apply that golden rule, which is, again, whatever I want for myself, I want for others, which is so very, very important. And that's, again, what Successful Woman Radio is all about. It's that if I know successful information that's going to help you be more successful, that's going to help you take a shortcut to whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish in your life and business, then I want to share that. Whatever I have, I want to share with you, which is so very, very important. It is 12:33 after the hour. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio, and I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show today. For those of you that are new to Successful Woman Radio, know that we are a blend of a color class, of a talk show, and it's all about sharing information that's going to help you be successful in your life and in your business. It's a positive environment for you to come to every Monday to help set your week. And I've had so many people to write us and just talk about how the show has really helped to set a foundation for their week and how they have really been able to use a lot of the information in the show that we share to really improve things in their business. And so it's so very, very important. And I get comments all the time about our questions to better gain clarity in your life and business. And I've had people to say, yeah, I would have never thought asking myself how much money is in my checking account really pumped me up to make some major changes in my business. But it's true. And so that's what this show is all about. And so if you are looking for a positive environment and to be listening in and unison with other women who have the positive mindset to make it happen for themselves, you are at the right place. I want to encourage everyone to please make sure that you go ahead and share Successful Woman Radio. If you have not signed up for our Successful Woman mailing list, where you will get a reminder every Monday that the show is happening, please make sure you visit the website Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out, successfulwomanradio.com. And in the right-hand column, just go ahead and sign up there for our weekly e-news that comes out and our reminder that the show is indeed happening. I want to go ahead now and move right on into our hot topic of the day, and that is actually getting more clients. You know, I don't think sometimes that, especially for women who just started their business, you know, maybe a year or so ago, I don't think that a lot of business women are in tune with what is it really going to take to make money in your business. But there's just one thing, ladies, that we cannot do without. And you know, we keep trying to do without it, and then when we realize not enough money is coming in, we sometimes will have attempts at trying to get more clients. But, you know, having the right amount of clients to generate enough revenue, it not only pays the bills, but it also gives you an income, okay? And that should be one of your primary goals. So a question, a very, very important question to ask yourself is, am I in front of enough of the right type of people to generate an interest in what I have to offer? Let me repeat that question again. Am I in front of enough of the right people to generate an interest in what I have to offer? You see, getting more clients is really about being in front of the right type of people. It's about making sure that you are in tune with your target market. And again, I want to caution all of you who are listening to the show today who, when asked the question, are you in tune with your target market, if you say yes, and if that is true, and you are marketing, then you should be getting some kind of positive results or reinforcement that that's correct. But if you are not, then I want to let you know that you're not in tune with your target market as much as you think. Or perhaps you're not attracting your target market with the right type of marketing techniques that you should be. So, again, I think that as business women, we really have to become masters of marketing. We really have to understand marketing, because that is the crux, the foundation of generating that revenue for our business. And so today what I want to do is I want to talk to you about attracting more clients online as well as offline, and some of the things that you can actually do to get that movement going, okay? So let's first just start with offline, because I think a lot of the times there's a lot of business women out there, they feel that they, you know, if they are marketing online somewhat, then the offline side really suffers and they stop marketing offline. So the first thing that I want to let you know in talking about attracting more clients is that you have to have a multiple stream of marketing techniques, okay, that you use for attracting your clients. So it can't just be all online. Even if you have an online business, you still need to be doing things offline that is going to attract more clients. So let's just delve right into some ways to start doing that. Okay, so the first thing that I think is very, very important is to look at how many promotions you are actually doing on an annual basis. Now, promotions are different, a different type of marketing, because a promotion really normally has to do with a time frame, some specific time frame, and a lot of the times most promotions have also with a live event, or they, you know, involve a live event of some sort.
So I want to just give you some examples of what a promotion may look like. You know, okay, say, for example, if you had a jury business and you made different types of beat jewelry. And so, you know, with the holiday season and different things coming around, right before the holiday season, you can have, for example, a two-for-one promotion. And that two-for-one promotion could be that you could get, let's say, two beautiful bracelets for the price of one. And the reason why you're doing this is that you're wanting to bring attention to your jewelry. You want to bring attention to who you are and what you do. So you make a decision that on a local level, you're going to have a two-for-one networking event. And it gives other women the opportunity to come and connect with each other. And at the same time, you are the talk of the show because no one else is going to be vendoring other than you. So you can have this at your home. You can have this at a small restaurant or venue that has a room, a separate room. And you can do your two-for-one promotion. You can even ask some of your girlfriends, to some of your, you know, younger, attractive women who are loving the selfies and taking pictures. You can put your bracelets on them and have them to take different pictures and shots of the bracelets wearing it, and then post those up on one of the social networks such as Twitter or Pinterest one of the others. And again, the whole point about a promotion is that a promotion builds up until the actual promotion date or until the end of the promotion. And so one of the other types of promotions that you could do, in addition to having kind of like a two-for-one, it would be also to give what you would consider a huge deep discount coupon. And they would have to show up at a promotional event in order for them to use the coupon. It could be 50% off of anything that's more than $20. Or it could be 30% of all off on anything that's between $20 and $50. You set the rules, right, for the actual promotion. Now, if you are in the service side of business, you're a consultant, you're a coach, and you provide some type of business-to-business service or some other type of service, then what you can do in order to promote your business is similar to the same thing. If you're a consultant or a coach, you could give some type of special 2-day webinar or 3-day teleclass series, just getting people interested in who you are and what you do. If you offer something like, you know, painting homes or doing full painting inside of homes, or if you are an interior decorator, then you could also work to give a wonderful workshop. And because the holiday season is coming up, you could give a workshop on holiday decorating. So there's all kinds of things you can do to promote. But the one thing you have to remember about promotion is that there is always a beginning date and an end date, okay? I like the fact that most larger companies normally have quarterly promotions. And that means that they'll have a promotion that begins at the start of each quarter, and then they'll run it for 90 days all the way through. And a good example of that is our retail industry. As you will notice now, you're seeing in the stores, whether it's Sam's Club, Costco, Walmart, Big Lots, all of the big retail chains, they have already put out all of their Halloween costumes and candy, and many of them already also have Christmas trees and a lot of the Christmas holiday stuff that's out right now as well. Well, if you'll notice, they've been doing it earlier and earlier, but it used to be at the top of each quarter they'll have all of the stuff that's out, but now what they're doing is at the bottom, the last week of each quarter, they're always going to be putting out the retail apparel, the retail information for the following quarter. It'll be out about a week to 2 weeks earlier in the previous quarter. And so you need to follow suit on the way the big retailers are promoting themselves and pay attention to that. The other thing that I noticed as well, and I was talking to my husband about this, I noticed that O Magazine, put out by Oprah's team, O Magazine is on point. It comes out at least a month and a half early. So if you're looking for the Thanksgiving edition, I've seen it out already in several store outlets. And again, they're coming early because they want their advertisers to get plenty of advertisement time. And so you should be thinking about this as well. How am I going to promote my business? What am I going to do? Now, what promotion does is that it actually does attract more people to you. Even if those individuals don't buy anything from you at that moment, they know who you are. But the big thing about promotion, and this is what's so very, very important, when you are promoting, especially when it's offline, and perhaps you're handing out postcards to let people know of things that are going on, perhaps you're even emailing people and letting them know of things going on, what's so very, very important is that you have a way that you are able to receive that person's contact information. Okay, so if they come to a live event, you just don't want a 100 people to show up at a live event, and then you have absolutely no way to connect with them and to get their contact information. So one of the best ways to do that, and we're talking about offline promotion now, live events that you might have going on, what you always want to do is you always want to have someone that is standing in the front of the room greeting people as they walk in, and they are having that individual sign up for a grand prize that you will be handing out that day. And that's giving them something. That's giving them an offer. It's giving them something. And so they are going to more than likely easily want to sign up and provide you with their name, last name, email, and phone number. That's all you want at that time, okay? Because remember, once you have that, then you can connect with them in many ways, via text, via phone, and you can talk with them. What's most important to remember that you never want to add people to your regular email mailing list, meaning their your e-newsletters and different things that you're going to send out until that first initial email where you actually ask them if it's okay for to be on your list, okay? You even may want to send them a link to double opt in to your list. So for those of you that have just tuned in, we're talking about promoting your business and attracting clients on and offline. We're talking about offline promotions and things that you can do to attract your clients. Now, the next thing you need to know in marketing your business and attracting more clients is you really want to have, especially for offline, you really want to have your marketing materials all together, and this is very, very important. I tell people this all the time. People are going to ask you, you know, do you have a business card, do you have a brochure, or what have you, and you never want to put yourself in a position of where you're going to say, well, I'm in the process of creating some. Don't do that, okay? I believe it's easier just to have some index cards handy. And if they don't have a business card, to just go ahead and get their name and information. But never put yourself in a weak position of saying what you don't have, because it makes you look small, right, and it makes you look unprepared. So it's very, very important, therefore, to not have to say that in the first place by making sure that you have the correct marketing materials available. And I think that's very, very important. So whether you have, you know, business cards are the standard, but a brochure can really go a long way for a lot of people, and there are different types of brochures and sales material. So based on your industry, you may want a threefold brochure, or you may want a one-page sales flyer that will do the job for you, or some companies even have a really nice booklet to basically thoroughly explain what they are. But this is what I want to tell you that's so very important about marketing materials. You never want to have anything other than business cards and one-page flyers. You never just want to hand people brochures and pamphlets without really talking to them, okay? You really want to get in the habit of talking to them first and sharing with them information about your business, and then hand the brochure or the pamphlet to them to confirm what you've already said, and then follow up to close the sale, which is so very, very important. Always remember that with marketing promotion, still the goal for marketing promotion is to attract prospects to you, and it's your responsibility to turn a prospect into a customer. So if someone doesn't buy that piece of jewelry or retain your service from that initial promotion, don't stop marketing to them because you're upset. I find that a lot of women who are new to business are a little immature in that way, and they'll get upset and then want to just stop marketing to people altogether, but that's not how the game of business is played. Keep in mind that marketing causes a delayed reaction in many people. And so as you're out there promoting and marketing your business, the whole goal of branding in the first place and marketing yourself is to cause people to become familiar with who you are. And the more familiar they become, the more familiar trust they have with you. Therefore, it's going to be easier for them to remember who you are and purchase from you when they are looking for your service or your product. So keep that in mind, which is so important, why you have to stay in front of your customers and your potential prospects, even when they are not necessarily purchasing from you. So this offline promotion is very, very important. The next thing in offline that I think is important that I still find a lot of people aren't doing and have a huge misconception about is networking events, okay? Networking events are very important, and I think it really has more or less to do with the mindset and the perception that the individual going to the event has as to whether or not they will find it beneficial, okay? I think going to 1 to 2 networking events weekly is very, very important, and you really are going to have to condition yourself to do this. However, I think you need to be more careful and evaluate what networking type of networking event would be best for you. And I always say that if you are looking to extend your local contact list and meet other people for possible alignments and collaborations, then, you know, you definitely want to go to a general networking event where you're going to meet both men and women. But then if women happen to be your target market, then you may want to go to special events that are for the niche group of women, okay? But then you also might want to participate in other types of networking groups as well, such as leads-only groups or referral groups, which are very good. But it's going to require you getting consistent with networking. And, of course, as always, and I've shared this before, with everything you do, there always has to be a system designed for you to work within it. And so with networking, it's the same. You know, before you really get out there and start networking, it's so important for you to know what your networking system is and how you're going to process that contact to a follow-up with them. And your goal, of course, at some point, is to close the sale with that particular prospect. So it's very, very important. So far we've talked about promotions offline. We've talked about networking events offline, which I think is very important. But another thing that I really like also is that I believe in going right to the source. If you know your target market, I think that it's important to make it a goal to really connect with that individual on a one-on-one basis. Okay, and this is especially for those of you who are in the service industry, for those of you who are in direct sales trying to build your team. I think it's important to set up one-on-one presentations and to market your business to that individual. And the reason why you're going to do that is so that you can capture their attention. You won't be able to capture their attention in a networking event, but you will be able to capture their attention if they are sitting in front of you at lunch or dinner at a one-on-one presentation. And it's been proven that when you do one-on-one presentations with a strong ending and you ask for the business, that it increases your chances of getting that business by 50%. So, again, offline marketing, is, as you can hear, is still very, very important. You have to make a decision as to how you're going to implement offline marketing for yourself, especially if you have not been marketing offline altogether. You've just been hanging online, going on social networks, dropping links, thinking, you know, that's going to help you generate more clients. But don't discount the offline marketing. Last but not least, in offline marketing, again, if you're in the service industry or if you're in direct sales, one of the things that goes over well is holding a live seminar of some type, because it can provide a lot of credibility in a short period of time. And nothing like a live event, a live seminar, or some type of live event that is going to educate people and at the same time gather people who will help to qualify themselves as a possible prospect. The one thing, however, I will want to say to you about a live event is that if you do live events, it's important for you to really work your system through of how you're going to make an offer to them to become a client at the end. What are you going to offer them in exchange for that information where that night they're going to want to come up to you and say, I would like to schedule an appointment, or I would like to talk more about this product or about this service. You have to really go all the way through the funneling system, the sales funnel system, to determine that. So keep that in mind. Okay, so that's enough about offline marketing. Let's go ahead and move to online marketing and attracting. You know, I know that on the last show, which was on the 22nd, I talked a lot about automating your marketing system and how important that was. And I did. I must have received more than 20 emails of people just asking small questions. And so I want to remind all of you who are listening that available to you, if you have not had one this year, is a free Power Talk. Okay, so if anything that I'm saying strikes a bell with you and you are interested in brainstorming or discussing it, the best thing for you to do is to go ahead and request a free Power Talk. So quickly, you would just go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top right menu bar, click on Coaching, and in the right-hand column, just click on Schedule Power Talk. And that way, you will not only get more time with me, but I can answer that, you know, any questions you might have, brainstorm with you, and talk about ways to better attract clients based on your industry, or where, you know, share some resources that you need to turn to. So we talked about automating your marketing system on last week, and so I want to just kind of start off quickly in talking about getting more clients online. I want to say first, I really do believe that a lot of business women have missed the boat altogether, okay? And don't feel bad listening to me say that, because I missed the boat many years ago on online marketing as well, which is why I have become so knowledgeable on the topic, on the subject, because it was a trial and error thing and really having a desire to learn how to generate leads online. So what you need to understand first and foremost about marketing online is that if you do not have the foundation set up to market online, you should not go and start trying to market online. That's the first rule of thumb right there. So in setting up your marketing foundation, it's important that you have your tools in place. And I talked about some of those tools that that you needed to have in place in order to market. I talked about making sure that you have set your website correctly and that you are familiar with the right keywords for your website, and that when people visit your website right there on that homepage, it should attract them to something, whether you have a pop-up box on there inviting them to join in exchange for information, or whether you have a compelling offer, something that you are giving them. And we're going to be talking about compelling offer very shortly. So it's important that you set that foundation. And I just want to say here now, don't start marketing online if you are kind of walking blindly through the minefield and really not knowing how. And so I'm telling you, the first step to attract customers and potential new clients is to first set your foundation. And the first part of your foundation is indeed your website. So keep that in mind, okay? So it's your website. And that means that you need to have your website set up with the right keywords for people who are going on Google and typing in keywords looking for your type of product or service. You also need to make sure that either in the right-hand column on the top header right-hand side or in the middle body of your website homepage that you have a compelling offer so that when they click on that link, they are automatically, in exchange for that compelling offer, they are automatically going to give their first name, last name, email, and their phone number. If you don't, guess what? There could be potentially hundreds of people visiting your website, and you really don't know who they are. You have no control to offer anything to them because you never had a compelling offer to actually do that. And so I want to make sure that you understand what a compelling offer is. You see, once you've ensured that your site has the proper placement to attract visitors, again, you'll want to create that compelling offer. And here's where the power of free really comes in. You can provide special reports, audio, CD, software, e-courses, two-for-one, special discounts, samples. You can do whatever the compelling offer might be for your target market, okay? Now, when you purchase it, again, then when someone purchases or when they click on that compelling offer, and usually it's free, then that's when the whole world of the sales funneling system actually begins, because then you'll have a sales funnel. And so that makes the second thing that you're going to need for your online marketing. You're going to need a website, and then number two, you're going to need a sales funnel. Now, exactly what is a sales funnel, and why is that even used to attract someone? Well, guess what? Normally, just like it is offline, a person has to be exposed to your business anywhere between 7 to 10 times before they will actually respond, okay, 7 to 10 times. And so what a sales funnel does is that somewhere between over a 14 to 30-day period, a sales funnel will automatically connect with an individual and give them vital or important information about the topic that they're interested in over a period of time, helping you to close the sale with them. Because at the end of each email in that sales funnel is always going to be something, a compelling offer that's going to get them to click on that button to go ahead and purchase that product or whatever it is that you have to offer. So that's why the sales funneling system is so very, very important. Now, in addition to a sales funnel, you also are going to need a landing page. And all a landing page is just a mini website or a one-page website that specifically directs that person's attention to only what you want them to see so they don't go and start traveling through your website and clicking on a lot of buttons without being called to action. And so the landing page serves that purpose. But you also are going to need an autoresponder system, which is a system that when they do click on an invite on a landing page or from your website, you need to be able to automatically respond to them and have already set up emails that are going to go out. Your autoresponder system, and I think I've mentioned before that AWeber is still considered number one for that, okay? And then you're also going to need a very good emailing system for your e-newsletters as well. And you can look at Constant Contact. You can look at many others. So, again, this is so very, very important that you understand that before you ever start marketing online, you really have to get in touch with yourself and your business and understand, you know, that you need these tools. You need the website. You need a sales funnel. You need a landing page. You need an autoresponder. You need an email system. You need all of that. And last but not least, you need content, the right type of content created for yourself so that you will be able to say the right words, say the right things that's going to attract people to what it is that you have to offer. So one of the things that I want to recommend to you, if for those of you that might not have known it, I wrote an extended PDF report entitled Making Money Online. And so, again, actually, I'm sorry, it's called List Building 101. And it really is all about making the money online. But it's about turning your visitors into subscribers and why that is so very, very important. So if you go to womenaboutbiz.com, and you can find it in one of two ways. If you go to womenaboutbiz.com, if you scroll down on the homepage in the middle body, you'll see the information about List Building 101. Or in the top right menu bar, hold your mouse over Small Business and then click on Making Money Online. And then from there, you'll see the first item in that channel will be List Building 101. And ladies, it's only $9.99, but I'm telling you, I put a lot of in-depth information about list building and all of the things that you need to know. And I talk extensively about creating a compelling offer, which is so very, very important. Now, also in attracting, once you have all of the tools and you feel confident that your website is representing properly who you are, you've got your sales funnel all written out and it's all implemented, your landing page is ready, you've got your autoresponder system ready, your email system ready, your content has been input in all of those areas, now you can feel more confident with going out on the social networks and being effective. Now, what will you do on the social networks? Well, on the social networks, what you're doing is, first of all, don't just go on every social network. Choose the ones or choose groups on Facebook that actually pertain to who you are and what you do. But put exciting information on there, okay? Put informative articles, not long articles, just the excerpts from the articles with a read more link that will go right to that article. But when they get to it, guess what? There might be a banner or there might be links throughout that article that they can click on to go directly to a landing page for a particular compelling offer. So, again, this has to be strategized. You know, everything about attracting more prospects so that you can turn them into customers have to be extremely strategized. And many of you who are listening right now might be shaking your heads because, you know, perhaps some of the stuff that I'm talking about, you're probably saying to yourself, well, yeah, this might be why I'm not getting the results that I'm looking for. I want to help create small business women, women who are solo entrepreneurs, who are micro entrepreneurs. I want to help those women. I want to help you to not just be in a desperate mode for business, so much so that you are really reaching for any and every type of marketing technique just for that time being and nothing is working. I want to prevent you from doing that. This is why I'm bringing you this information. And so, again, I think it's so important for you to realize that you have to set up your system before you can even start doing marketing online or offline. And keep in mind that all marketing is a system to attract more prospects. So if you're clear on your target market, then you should be able to attract the right prospects, provided you have set up your offline system and your online system to help work that with you. And so it's very important that marketing is supposed to be a productive and automated flow. It's not supposed to ever stop. And so, again, that is why so many people either lose or don't have customers just because they don't have it put into a concise system. So attracting customers is so very, very important that I feel compelled to say to you that you need to put this at the top of your list as far as making money in your business, because that's what money is. Money is all about clients or customers who are going to pay you for your services or your products, and the only way you're going to get them is if you learn to properly attract them to you either online or offline, and you can't do it out of a desperate need. You can't do it because, oh, I need money now, and so I'll create a flyer and just throw the flyer out there, and if nobody responds to my flyer, get upset because nobody responded. That is not how marketing works. Marketing can never cease, and it must continue all the time so that it can properly help brand your business and so that you can properly implement your system and make it flow and work for you. So it all still begins with the target customer and making sure that you are clear on who your target customer and market is, okay? And that's so very, very important. I hope that you have enjoyed this information that I have shared with you and that you are willing to share with other people information about Successful Woman Radio. For all of you who are in and around the Atlanta area, ladies, please don't forget to go ahead and clear your schedule and join us for our Women's Success Roundtable tomorrow at 7 noon, where we will be discussing success in 2015. Have a productive and abundant week. Make sure you visit us at Women About Biz and our social network and let us know what's happening in your business. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.